Well, Sean, 3 points heading back down the M6. It was a very exciting second half. My heart rate's just getting back to normal. What do you make of it?
I thought it was exciting first half for us. No, I think they had to change. 3-0 down at half time at home, and they put on another striker, and then the conditions really just got the ball forward. So we would have liked to kept a clean sheet, but credit to them. They stick the ball in dangerous areas, and it's difficult to defend. So I think they're, we're not beating ourselves up about it. I think it was a we probably played too well in the first half, but delighted with the way we played first half with the ball, and delighted with the way we played without the ball in the second half.
It was all about the counter-attacks, wasn't it, for that second and third goal? You must be delighted the way your team attacked in that first 45 minutes.
Yeah, I thought we were. It's probably we're a bit like that against Brentford. We sort of controlled when we had possession. We sort of made created opportunities, and I think we did that all afternoon really. And even when it was 3-2, you're just thinking, well, we'll get a fourth one in a minute. But credit to them, they didn't we didn't panic. I didn't, it wasn't as if we're hanging in there. We were defending deep, because every chance they got it, they put it in the box. So I thought we were nice and composed as well.
What explanation can you give for that minute midway through the second half? Fantastic away record in terms of defence, only 10 goals conceded on the road, and then Leon Clark popping up twice in a minute.
Have you just looked at the conditions? Well, that's it, They've changed the way they've played. They're a footballing team who's decided to go back to front. So, we were all right up until the goal, really. But you can look at any game and go, well, if that had gone in, the game would have changed. If that would have happened, the game would have changed. So, I don't think you can analyse it too much. It was just that's just the way the game went. We just, I think if we'd have gone to 3-3, I think they had something to lose then, and the game would have changed again. So, we've got enough. We had two strikers on the bench, so we were tempted to put another one on and go for a fourth, but. They're delighted that they've come through, and like I say, played well with the ball the first half, and were excellent without the ball in the second.
But come on, Sean, tell me what was going through your head when Leon Clark was going through and that shot came back off the post.
Nothing. That's football. You've been sitting there on the sidelines watching football for years and years and years. So trying to look at it for what it is. If people are trying to do the right things, then you try and support them, and what you don't want to do is for your team to panic and lose concentration, get frustrated, and I thought that never happened. Liam Clark's a good player, so he's always going to get a chance, and he'll rue the miss, but that's football.
You've shown your squad's been very flexible so far since you've taken over. You've played a diamond formation, you've played two up front. What was the reasons behind the formation this afternoon with Taylor left back and Rico Henry slightly further forward?
Just away from home, and I just felt their fullbacks might give us some problems, and a bit like Rochdale, the left back will get forward and put balls in the box. So we just felt that playing a flatter formation and almost back to what the team's been used to gives young Rico a taste of playing one up, where he can concentrate on him getting forward rather than maybe having to defend. And they're a big team, and we need another header in the team. So, that was one of the reasons Tails comes back at left back, because he's decent in the air, and we're not the biggest team in the world. So, thought our defending from set players, and the goalkeepers once again was magnificent. So, I think this is going to be for us. It's going to be. I don't think you could say we've got a best 11. I think we've got at the minute we've got a best 18, and just trying to keep them together.
Tidy, just a couple of things up from me. Tom Bradshaw, every time he scores, that's 14 for the season for him. Is he in the shop window?
Everybody's in the shop window.
And one player, of course, who's gone back, George Evans, has had his loan terminated by Manchester City. What was your reaction to that?
Well, it was almost inevitable. I think there was three or four Championship clubs put in approaches for George, and he's out of contract at Manchester City, and from a financial point of view and probably from a career point of view, it's a great move for him. The loan at Walsall's put him in the shop window, and I think everybody's here delighted for him. He came and you know, saw the lads today, and you know, hopefully we can get, you know, that'll you know, the reputation of Walsall as a club that takes young players from from bigger clubs will be enhanced, and you know, we can benefit from it in the future.